Guy's been special.
Really good tonight.
Special.
That's as good as we've seen him play ever. He's got 25, 27 points out.
The Morning Roast is live on YouTube right now. Take it away, Bonte.
All right, Steph, last night, 8 of 17, 16 of his 17 field goal attempts coming from the three-point line. 28 points, 7 assists. He usually bounces back well after having subpar nights like he did in San Antonio. But you hear Tom Tolbert and Tim Roy on the call right here on 95.7 The Game. Dennis Schroeder's just sensational last night. Lifetime 18 points a game against the Golden State Warriors in 23 games. 5 assists, 3 rebounds, 49% shooting, and 38 from 3. But last night, 31 points, 7 assists, 5 rebounds, 10 of 18 from the floor, 4 of 8 from the three-point line. He was not on my scouting report. I'm looking at the Cams, Cam Johnson and Cam Thomas. Because Schroeder didn't play Sunday night against Sacramento. Well, he got the rest, and he looked rested. And he went at Pods, and he went at whoever was in front of him last night. He had a magical night. Magical night at Chase Center. The Warriors lose their second consecutive game. So, Dub Nation, 888-957-9570. How's everybody feeling after the great start? They were 12-3, now 12-5, and the schedule, boy, it heats up. It heats up. I'll just read off these names real quick as the segment is sponsored by Golden State, serving the Bay Area for 3 generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoToStateLumber.com. This schedule, Shasky, as we play Binocular Bonte game here. Binocular Bonte. OKC. Phoenix, Denver, Houston, Minnesota, Minnesota, Memphis, Minnesota, Indiana, Lakers, Clippers, and Phoenix, and Cleveland. And that doesn't even take into account the Emirates NBA Cup and who they could play in that schedule. So there's no gimme games on the schedule for a long, long time. And this felt like a gimme game.
Yeah, it just feels like they got to get Kuminga back for the time being. And there seems to be some redundancy in regards to role. And I think that leads to some confusion and some frustration from players, the fans, other star players. 12-player rotations aren't sustainable. They just aren't. And I know that they want to start TJD, right? Mm-hmm. But ideally, TJD is a backup center. He's not a starter. He starts only in jest. And then I look at, like, the GP2, Moody, you know, one of those guys can go, one of those guys can stay. Because you want to empower the other guy, right? It feels like if GP2 plays, it comes at the expense of Moody. If Moody plays, it comes at the expense of GP2. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm missing something. Pods, with all due respect, Pods has not been good at all this year. And I think that they really, really miss the second ball handler, like big time. And everything that we wanted Pods to leap forward with, shooting more from the outside, being a playmaker in the half court, really none of it's come to fruition.
Yeah.
Defensively, he's been, I would say, more of a liability than he has some net positive. And so, like, I think those wings, the redundancy of who's playing, who's not playing is really frustrating everybody. Right now,
it is.
Buddy Hield has a very specific role. Buddy's locked in. I have no problem with Buddy. And then I know Kyle Anderson's going to be your other kind of ball handler big. He's been hit and miss this year. And I feel like he plays at the expense of like Kevon Looney, for example, at times. So I think that they got to do like a 3-for-2 swap or a 2-for-1 swap, or they got to do something to kind of like make it a little easier and more defined when it comes to these roles. And I think the players will take off once they do it.
Well, Draymond and Steph sat for a long time yesterday. Didn't re-enter the game until the 7:29-28 mark of the fourth quarter when the lead had basically dissipated. They go from having an 18-point lead to being down 4. Wow, what happened here? 27-6 run by the Brooklyn Nets completely flipped the game. But Steve Kerr will have to, and this is something we discussed early in the season, at some point you have to figure out who your top 9 is. Top 9, top 10. And go from there. And if feelings are going to get hurt, it's pro sports. It's pro sports. They got to buck up here. So feelings will get hurt. TJD, look, he wasn't a problem. You're right, to your point. Is he a starting center in the league? Look, he's a spot starter. He's played 15, 17 minutes a game. I like the combination between Looney and TJD. Exactly. But last night they didn't have it as Brooklyn went small, which is not a game, you know, for TJD and Kevon Looney. It forces you to go small. And the Warriors small ball lineup looked slow at times. It didn't look as dynamic. It didn't look as quick. And that's without Jonathan Kuminga, of course. Andrew Wiggins is doing his thing, 7-13, 18-5. Andrew Wiggins is on a heater. I've got no issue with Andrew Wiggins right now with the way he's playing basketball. But to your point about having another ball handler, and Double MR said this on the Comcast Business Text Line last hour.
What was that?
The loss of D'Anthony Melton has already been felt. It's already been felt. Just when Steve Kerr settled on a first five, a starting unit, and everything slotted well behind him, now you miss him. And you knew he could be an injury risk when you signed him. You knew that. Everybody knew that. And unfortunately, he only played six games. So how do you fill that void with D'Anthony Melton, who, you look at Schroeder going crazy yesterday, that's D'Anthony Melton's guy. That's the guy he'd be defending. So got to figure that spot out. You got to get better production, no doubt, from Pods. You have to get more consistent play from J.K. And Buddy Hield, look, he has a specific role, but they're going to need Buddy Hield to be consistently that third scorer coming off the bench outside of Andrew Wiggins and Steph. It is what it is.
Well, and then a guy I didn't reference also is Lindy Waters, right? And, like, Lindy Waters has been playing, and I think that they're trying to make it work, but right now he's the odd man out for me, right? Like, I wanted him to get going, but it feels like if his shot's not falling, he's having a tough time. He took the ball to the rack hard yesterday on one layup, but other than that,
well, he has good size for his position. I think they love his size. He works hard.
Is he impacting the game?
Yeah, no doubt. Is he a starting two guard in the NBA? We don't know. Now, the last two nights, he's been better. So he is trending up. But he did go through a little lull. And it must be tough for him. I mean, think about it. You're in Oklahoma City. You're playing for the Oklahoma City Blue, the G League team. Then you're not playing for Oklahoma City, the big boy team. Then you get traded. Next thing you know, you start next to Steph. Wow, what a story that is. But you need consistency. We keep talking about this on a pregame show on NBC Sports Bay Area. One of these guys going to have to step up.
Yeah.
Lindy Waters, Moses Moody, Brandon Podziemski, J.K., TJD. They need the youth movement to step up here. There's no doubt the infusion of youth has to keep the energy up in these basketball games. There's no way they should be blowing a 17-point lead and an 18-point lead to the San Antonio Spurs and the Brooklyn Nets. It's unacceptable.
No, it is, but I think when you have, you know, on any given night, issues with right, who's going in when, how long do you ride a hot hand, when do you go back to somebody, you know, I think it's tough. I think it's a lot easier on paper. Like, oh, we got 12 deep. No, it's just hard. I think it's really, really, really hard. I don't know. I mean, I feel like we've been saying this for 3 years. It feels like a trade is imminent.
Oh, I mean, Brian Windhorst was a lion, and the Warriors showed you in the offseason they're willing to make some moves.
Cam Thomas, all over the internet yesterday, it's been reported that the Bucks have been interested in him. Other people have been interested in him. He had a really nice showing until he hurt his foot, didn't return in the game.
Guy I would like on that team.
Would love to get me a Cam Thomas.
I would love a Cam Johnson.
And he's making like $5 million a year.
Yeah.
Why are you smiling, Spadoni?
I just think it's funny the Bucks are interested because 2 weeks ago Giannis was going to be a Warrior, and now the Bucks are interested in adding players.
Yeah, I don't know if I want Cam Thomas because he's never met a shot he doesn't like. He's got a quick first step, and he's liable to drop 50 in a game.
But he also had a couple of nice passes out of the block.
He did. He had one assist yesterday. Cam Johnson would be the guy I'm intrigued with
because
of his size, and he's a 3-and-D guy, and he just knows how to play the game very well. But you know what? That's on Dunleavy, man. They're going to have to figure out what to do. Time Lord is healthy in Portland. Robert Williams, he's a guy I'm intrigued with.
I would
with his
love
size,
him.
Block shot, his ability to block shots. So 888-957-9570. The Warriors will be active. If somebody's going to make a deal because the West is yet to separate. And somebody's going to want to separate themselves in a Western Conference. So who's going to be the Dallas Mavericks the last season? Who's going to make the deal for P.J. Washington and Daniel Gafford like the Mavericks did last season? Who's going to be this version of P.J. Washington and Daniel Gafford? Who's going to strike first? When you look at the Western Conference, right now the Warriors are a game out of Oklahoma City, 17 games in. By January 1st, what is this record going to look like? Where's the West going to be? Will the Memphis Grizzlies still be in the top five? Will Denver still be out of the top five? Will Phoenix get rolling? Will Minnesota get rolling? If the playoffs started today, Minnesota wouldn't even be in a play-in game.
Wow.
How crazy is that? How crazy is that? They're 8-8.
Julius Randle.
So
who would have thought?
Somebody's going to make some moves here. Who's going to be the first team to strike and try to get a good deal done? You got to figure that Joe Lacob and company are always working the phones.
Yeah, yeah.
Always. So they see what time it is here, and we're going to get it. You know, the barometer is set now. We're going to see how good the Warriors are over the next 2 to 3 months, 3-4 weeks here. We're going to figure out how good they are because they're playing some big boy teams.
And there's a lot of pressure on them for the Bay Area fan psyche right now. Like, if the Niners aren't going to do anything, the Warriors have to be relevant. Like, I'm just being real. For my psyche, for my soul, I need the Warriors to be good.